rest of the story. In the days of the old horse cavalry, soldiers still had to pass a physical, and the physical included an eye examination. And the eye exam was important, more so than in any other branch of the service, because less than perfect vision would require eyeglasses, a vulnerable piece of equipment for a man charging over obstacles on horseback. Well, once upon a time, there was this young cavalryman about to take his physical, an examination which he knew he could not pass. Now, physically, there was nothing wrong with him, except his eyesight. He was terribly nearsighted. But in those days, you signed up as a candidate for a commission in the cavalry, then you went into training, and only after your training was completed did you have to take your physical. So here's this young cavalryman. He's been training for many months, and he's ready to serve. An officer's commission is at hand. Now, let me explain that this would-be second lieutenant had, on his own, discovered something about nearsightedness. He had learned, you can try this if you want to, look through a pinhole in a piece of cardboard, just hold it up to your eye, look through this pinhole like a peephole, and it corrects your vision almost as well as a corrective lens. I guess the dark in there behind this paper helps your pupil enlarge. But he learned something else. If you're nearsighted and if you cover your eye with one hand, you can make a tiny crack between your fingers, like that pinhole in the cardboard. You can look through that little tiny crack and thereby improve your vision to near normal. There were Army doctors conducting the physical examinations in those days, but they allowed this young cavalryman to go to a physician in town, a civilian doctor. He was allowed to administer the eye test and submit the results to the Army. So the young man went to the doctor's office. This young man faced the eye chart on the wall. Left eye first, the doctor said. Cover your right eye with your hand. And the candidate officer covered his own right eye with his hand. And as he is expected, through the exposed left eye, he could see only a blur. Couldn't see a thing. But then, as the covered eye found a crack between his fingers, it focused on the eye chart, and suddenly, almost magically, the letters on the chart became clear through the covered eye. Of course, the cavalryman reversed the procedure when the doctor asked him to cover the left eye. He left a crack in the fingers of his left hand, and he left the office with a note from the physician certifying perfect vision. And the United States Cavalry had another second lieutenant. It was the horseback riding that had attracted the young man in the first place. In fact, he remains an excellent horseman to this day. More than 50 years have passed since his hitch in the 14th Cavalry Regiment at Fort Des Moines, Iowa. More than 50 years and two major careers, but he rides as tall in the saddle as ever. And he's just as clever as ever. The young man who secretly solved his own nearsightedness to get into the Army. A rough rider named Ronald Reagan. And now you know the rest of the story.